My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the founder and the head of Liberty Council, one of the leading religious freedom defenders in the United States. He's been a frequent guest of ours on issues related to the definition of marriage and the legal fights in various states around the country. He has litigated the issue in a number of states, including the state of California, and that state's Proposition 8 has been in the courts pretty much since voters approved to return the definition of marriage to one man and one woman back in November of 2008. A federal judge, Vaughn Walker, overturned that decision, and today the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with that decision. So once again, another court rejecting the decision of the voters from just over 3 years ago. And Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure to be with you.
This is the Ninth Circuit, which is one of the most liberal courts in the country, so I don't think this surprises too many people. But what's your reaction to the early news today that they did, in fact, agree with the lower court ruling?
My reaction, obviously, is disappointment with this court because it undermines the legitimacy of the court when courts do this. It was a 2-1 decision. So let me make it very clear what this court did not do, which I'm thankful for, and that is the court did not rule that the definition of marriage is unconstitutional. I think that's a misinformation that's been presented very early from the media. It did not rule on that broader question of whether or not there is a constitutional right to same-sex marriage in the federal constitution. It did not get to that far. What it did was a more narrow ruling, and it was a 2-1 ruling on this issue. The issue was, or two of them, that California could not limit the word marriage to same-sex couples in California. Why? Well, because they said that California has already given the same amount of rights, benefits, obligations, and privileges the same-sex couples as they have to married couples. The only difference between the two is the name marriage. So at least in California, you can't, under that scenario, withhold the name marriage from that kind of a relationship when, for all intents and purposes, California has made it identical to marriage. Thus, this ruling has no effect outside of California. Why? Because no other state has a law as broad or laws as broad as California that have this broad domestic partnership legislation that came into existence in January of 2005 in that state, which gives all the rights, benefits, privileges, obligations to same-sex couples as are afforded to spouses in marriage, and other laws that give same rights and equal protection into that state to homosexual individuals. So if there's any good that came out of this, is that it doesn't affect the rest of the country. It is limited to California because of its peculiarities. However, two of those judges that found that, I think, are still wrong. I think California can limit the name marriage to same-sex couples, even under their statutory scheme. So the question is, where do you go from here? It may go to the full panel of judges, but at this stage, with this kind of a ruling, I don't think it's going to pique the interest of the United States Supreme Court. And the good news, if there is any, is that it's not going to affect the rest of the 49 states and territories.
Matt, so basically, even though you disagree with the decision, it was mainly a semantics issue because of the benefits and so forth that Governor Schwarzenegger and the Democratic legislature put in a few years ago?
That's right. That's exactly right. And it was something before Governor Schwarzenegger, but it was under the previous the Democratic legislature and the Democratic governor before Schwarzenegger. So it is basically a semantic ruling that in California, when you look at their statutory schemes that have opposite sex and same sex couples, one of those is called marriage and the other is called a domestic partnership, and they look for all intents and purposes the same except for the name marriage. Two of the judges says, well, you can't withhold the name marriage to that other category. So in California, the result is that you have to call it marriage. Outside of California, it has absolutely no effect because no other state has such broad laws as California does. So the broader question, which would have affected the rest of the country, was never reached by the court. And for the rest of us in the rest of the country, I think that's good news. I still think this two-judge decision should be overturned, however, Matt, as did, in fact, one of the dissenting judges who felt that California could limit the name marriage.
Matt, you mentioned that it's unlikely that the Supreme Court would take up this ruling due to the narrow nature of it and how it applies to specifically to California. If, in fact, the proponents of Proposition 8 were to appeal to the Supreme Court and they did entertain the case, do you believe that the decision would still be limited based on the scope of the case just to California, or would that run the risk of having a Supreme Court decision that would impact the other states?
I think it would run the risk of having that decision apply to the other states, because even though it's a narrow ruling, the Supreme Court of the United States could take a broader view, which was actually urged in this case by the litigants to take the broader view to determine whether or not there's a constitutional right to marriage, which I think is laughable. But that's the broader question. And if it went to the Supreme Court, that's the question that they could review. I think it would be dangerous to take this kind of a decision to the United States Supreme Court, which frankly is a narrow ruling, because it could in fact become more broad.
Matt, you mentioned how the laws were already on the books and we were basically arguing about the name here. If that's the case, why all the blood, sweat, and tears over Proposition 8?
Well, the blood, sweat, and tears were because the broader question was being urged by the litigants in this case. And the same-sex marriage advocates, they wanted to reach the broader question that under the Constitution, you have a right to same-sex marriage. That was the $64,000 question, if you will. And the judges, all three of them, agreed that you shouldn't reach that question. Two of them felt that, well, you can't limit the name marriage to this other category, which in California, for all intents and purposes, is identical to marriage. The one dissenting judge says, well, I think you can limit the name marriage. So even on that more narrow area, the judge would have upheld Proposition 8, limiting the name marriage to same-sex couples.
Do you see that this is going to influence the larger debate that the proponents of gay marriage wanted? There's obviously the administration shifting position on the Defense of Marriage Act. That's being litigated in a separate way right now. Or is this kind of an isolated incident because of the narrow scope of the ruling?
Well, I think it's a narrow ruling. It's certainly, you're going to see same-sex marriage advocates talking about victory. But I can guarantee you, behind closed doors, they are very disappointed with this ruling today because it does not go to the extent that they wanted it to go. And it is a slim victory. It's kind of like kissing your sister. It certainly doesn't do what they wanted to. On the other hand, in California, you can't limit the name marriage under this ruling to heterosexual opposite-sex couples. So it's kind of like kissing your sister in that respect. The good news is that for the other 49 states and territories, it does not open up an avalanche of same-sex marriage across the country. That's the good news, and I think that's the real issue that comes out of today's ruling. In fact, you know, we don't know whether this 2-1 decision will stand. It could be actually even set aside by the broader court.
Matt, as always, thank you very much for your time, sir. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.